Pittsburgh works because it does in our great community. And joining us now, Mark Miller from Treasure Hunt. It pays to save at Treasure Hunt. Mark, good morning, and it's great to have you part of Pittsburgh Works. And I think you, especially with the way the gold continues to go up on Wall Street as far as the price is concerned, know better than anyone else that Pittsburgh works when it comes to either 14-karat or 24-karat gold. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. We're thrilled to be here. And certainly it's been an exciting time in the industry for us, and it's a great time actually for anybody to bring in any unwanted gold or silver coins, any precious metal, because as you said, the market is such now that gold is near an all-time high, and it really, really does add up.
You know, when you think about where gold is in the industry right now, it's probably the best bet for anyone when it comes to an investment. And let's face it, because of the history of gold and it always being a cherished item, being handed down from generation to generation, I'd say right now 99% of the audience probably has some sort of gold on them or in their house.
What's amazing is people don't realize what they do have, what they've acquired over the years. Every day we see people walk in with handfuls of miscellaneous items, and they make the comment, "I'm not sure what I have. I think it's a bunch of junk." However, once we go through it and test it and let them know what they have, they're amazed to see with how much money they walk out. And so everybody has acquired it over time. They just don't realize its value in today's marketplace.
Well, that phrase of Treasure Hunt pays the most, and I see Shelley Duffy on TV all the time, and you know her singing the jingle. It just makes you want to come into who you are. And, of course, the black and gold colors don't hurt. That's something we in Pittsburgh can identify with. But how do you, and why can you make that statement that you pay the most?
Well, we've been around for almost 50 years now, and we have been the industry leader in setting the bar for highest prices paid. And we're able to do that because of the 9 stores that we have and the volume of business that we do. So the concept is we are able to do this volume because we treat people right. We post our prices for what we pay. We weigh the merchandise in front of them. So there's no games being played. Unfortunately, historically in the marketplace, there have been others who have come in from out of town or who set up shop for a weekend and basically see if they can take advantage of unsuspecting customers. That's why our prices are posted, and that's why we can make that claim, because somebody can try to outbid us. However, if they don't post their price every day, basically they're playing games, and it's sort of a bait and switch tactic.
So that's a good sign for the consumer to actually see that sign. I never knew that. If they're not posting the price, what gold is going for as a commodity, then really buyer beware.
Actually, not only what the gold is going for as a commodity, but what they're paying for 10, 14, and 18 karat gold per penny weight or gram based on how they buy it. And so it's not only the right thing to do, it's the state law.
Now, let me ask you, do you tell people when they bring something in that grandma handed down from her mother, before you make this decision, are you sure you really want to do this?
Absolutely. If it's something that somebody is emotionally attached to, we let them know that we're not here just for a weekend. We'll be here tomorrow or next week or 4 years from now or 10 years from now. We've been around. We're going to stay around. If it's something they can't replace, they can't go back out and buy, it makes an awful lot of sense for them to think hard and long about selling it. If it's something that they are completely detached with, for instance, an old engagement ring from an ex-boyfriend or something like that, usually the decision's pretty easy, and then there's not really that component to them making that decision.
Here's the good part of what you do. You give people extra cash for, you know, things that they wouldn't be able to do because they didn't have it. And it really is like finding a buried treasure, to where they're able to come in, make a professional transaction, and be able to have that cash in their hand to do something that's really near and dear to them or their family.
Absolutely. And we have countless stories of what people have done with extra money, or what they would say bonus money. And every day we see people who are excited. Some people are brought to tears. Some people jump up and down. And this is what happens, is they grab a whole bunch of referral cards and they tell their neighbors about what an experience they had, how comfortable they were in our stores, how friendly our personnel are, and how easy the entire process was. Because I think there's some apprehension as to what's involved with this. Is somebody going to try to take advantage of me? And once they come in and see that it's a bright, safe, location to do this transaction. They're thrilled and they're elated. And we hear these great stories about what they're going to do with the money, or the transmission in the car just went out and this is going to take care of it. And so we do have happy people, and that's probably the most rewarding part about our job.
Mark Miller here from Treasure Hunt. This is Pittsburgh Works, and now we're going to make it work. Okay, how does it work? I come in, I say, look, I've got this necklace from a former girlfriend, and I'd sure like to cash it in because I'd love to go on a Caribbean cruise right now. How does it work?
It's very simple. You come into the store with whatever items, and we will test it for you to determine what its carat weight is, meaning how pure the jewelry would be, whether it's 10 carat, 14, or 18 carat. And certainly the higher carat, the more pure it's going to be. So we then test it in a number of different ways and show you the results of it. And then once we know if it's 10 or 14 or 18, or if you have a little bit of all the different carats, we weigh it in front of you, and then you're able to see the price that's posted per penny weight is how we buy it. And we do the math right in front of the person, and they can make a decision as to whether or not they'd like to sell it.
What's the best way for people? You mentioned you have multiple store locations, internet, phone call. What's the best way for people to find out about Treasure Hunt?
Well, the best way to find out about us is to go to our internet, which is www.treasurehuntcoins.com, and you'll see one of our 9 convenient locations. You can call the location nearest you for directions, or the directions are on our website.
I'm a frustrated collector, handed down a stamp collection from my grandfather. Still haven't tapped into that toy train collector, but I have many friends in the business of coins. What's the coolest coin that you've ever come across?
Boy, some of the, there's a lot. And I would say the oldest, the older the coin, the cooler they are, especially when they're in nice condition. So things from the late 1700s, early 1800s that come in that look like they were minted yesterday are absolutely fascinating to see. And certainly the looking at some of these old coins and thinking where they've been and what they have seen, if they could only talk. And so it's pretty amazing. So we see an awful lot of really, really neat coins. And certainly back when gold coins were part of U.S. currency, they're such beautiful, beautiful coins. And people have them now for their gold value and also for the collectability component of it. But they're really neat when you think that these were what people would walk around with and spend. They're just beautiful old gold coins.
I can see in your face, and if this was television, people could definitely agree with me. You just have such passion and joy when you talk about this. And I don't know if it's having a chance to see some of this stuff or to be able to make dreams of people come true by handing them money.
It's both. And like I said, I think it's been a neat experience for the Treasure Hunt family to be a part of this industry, and then also be the reputable people in the industry who have made it something different than what you find in an awful lot of places in terms of just what goes on in the marketplace.
Mark Miller, ladies and gentlemen, and you can cash in too. Take that gold to Treasure Hunt, find out more about them, and I think you'll understand that Pittsburgh truly does work. Mark, it's a real pleasure having you on KDK. Come back.
Very good. Thanks for having us.
All right, speaking of coming back, we'll do that in just a few minutes on KDKA's Pittsburgh Works.